Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
You know, I think A-Rod probably needs more civilian friends.
The fact that I'm not posting this and A-Rod is too stupid to realize he shouldn't post it is my problem with this whole thing. Watermelon sugar
pie. I kind of assume every song that anybody puts out is about oral sex in some way or another. Like, I think that's a safe aside. It's about
said that one, no pressure, Tayshia. I'm taking you home to a major.
I would sue him for literally turning me all the way off.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Yeah. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Is going to get so weird tonight because HR finally let Justin and Hunter do a show together.
Yeah.
Help me. I don't even
know.
He's
so progressive.
I don't even know. We're doing spirit fingers. Okay. You gotta love A-Rod. Even when he tries to be relatable, it backfires. He posted this picture of J-Lo lounging on a private jet with an Hermes blanket and asked fans, what are your plans this holiday? Okay. Obviously, that didn't go over very well because people are slamming him on Twitter for being tone deaf. The fact that I'm not posting this and A-Rod is too stupid to realize he shouldn't post it is my problem with this whole thing.
You pretty much posted it.
You posted that. You posted a picture of you getting on a private jet.
No, then going somewhere. I posted a dog walking on steps, which was ambiguous, and then I posted the tip of the airplane was showing in the background. I was not on a plane with an Hermes blanket, and let me tell you,
when you posted the photo of the dog on the steps of a private jet, did you think your followers were going to go, that's nice that Morgan's sending her dog, but she's going to fly coach?
By the way, it was steps. It was a story of the dog walking on steps. The steps could have been to nowhere. This is not about me. I don't have a static post on Instagram of me laying on a plane right now. Back to A-Rod. What are your thoughts during this pandemic?
You know, I think A-Rod probably needs more civilian friends. Had he invited me on that flight, I would have said, this is a little tone deaf, bro, but can you pass me the Grey Poupon over there?
Yeah.
I ain't saying shit. Bitch, I'm looking to sit on that jump seat.
No.
I will sit on the toilet, A-Rod.
Yeah.
I will respond back and be like, amen, I'm thankful for you and this toilet seat.
It's only taken Katherine Heigl a year and a half to learn watermelon sugar is about oral sex. I didn't know that either, by the way. She posted a video of her family dancing to Harry Styles' song, and a fan dropped the bombshell in her comments. And Katherine said she just thought it was about watermelons.
The second mortgage she's going to have to take out to pay for that therapy is going to be intense.
I mean, by the way, okay, the question is, how did she not know? I did not know either. I told you. I had no idea. Did you both honestly know this before this morning?
I knew, but you're a mom now. That comes with, like, I think you, like, lose a little bit of your software updates
for
these
things.
So I don't know. Like, it's weird.
You lose a little bit of your software updates as a mom, and I am what they call dumb. And so I didn't really pick up on that. But I just...
Thank you, Hunter.
But I kind of assume every song that anybody puts out is about oral sex in some way or another. Like, I think that's a safe aside. It's about every song.
That's a really good point.
I grew up with a young mom, So in my life, like going to weddings at the age of like 10 or 11, I remember vividly being on a dance floor at a wedding and Back That Ass Up coming on and my 30-year-old mom trying to get her ass on that dance floor and me becoming the parent and being like, no, you are not gonna do this today. This is what we're not gonna do. Go sit your ass back down and wait for the next Tootsie Slide to come on. This is not happening.
And all, by the way, that's younger than we are now. So how does that feel? That's a little painful,
that does
huh?
Feel like painful. Her,
older than me.
But back older that ass me. Up. Yeah. Okay, Hunter. Anyway, on The Bachelorette, the men had to write a song for Tayshia to earn some one-on-one time. So Bennett decided to rap a rhyme, and it was bad. Like, really bad.
I'm going to show it a totally different side that Tayshia's never seen, and I fully expect to get that one-on-one.
You don't need no Harvard degree to be in Paris eating brie with me. Ooh. Before I get down on one knee, need that one-on-one just you and me.
Watching Bennett rap. It's as expected. Awkward.
Said night one, no pressure, Tayshia. I'm taking you home to a mate.
I think she got it.
My labia would be on a phone with Laura Wasser in 2 seconds. I would sue him for literally turning me all the way off.
Yeah, it was not a good one. Bennett. Also, Bennett looks like such a Bennett, right? That's his name.
But yeah. Read between the lines, Bennett. Like, I understand how he, like, mixed it up. He read her bio. He heard she was from Santa Ana, but he thought Santa Cruz or Santa Clarita. This bitch is from Orange County.
Oh. Bennett went to Harvard. I wanted you guys to know that. And now that I realize that, that makes perfect sense. Anybody with any sort of Bennett in their name goes to Harvard. Okay, all right. Is there anything sexier than an accent? A new survey by Time Out claims the British accent is the sexiest accent on the planet. What do you guys think of the Brit? If you got, well, I was going to say if you like found a girl with a British accent, Justin, I have no idea why I'm asking you that question. Do you like British accents, men or women?
I kind of like it. I really do like it. And I think it's because they come off as very buttoned up. But then they turn into Hugh Grant 2 seconds later, which is super nasty and real dirty. So I think it might be it. That's not my sexiest, but that's a good one.
What's your sexiest?
I go for like either. Somalian pirate dialect. Like when I saw Captain Phillips and he was like, I'm the captain now.
Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me.
Sure.
I'm the captain now.
I was like, yes, daddy, take it away.
Jesus.
That to me is sexy.
Oh my God.
Right.
I'm the captain now.
That guy needs.
Ooh, I kind of see
okay.
it.
Okay.
Right? Can you imagine somebody saying that to you?
You want to be a little dominated.
Mm, yeah.
Okay.
I like a, like, North London, like, real trashy, like, the rednecks of the UK. I love that. When they're like, listen, bro, we're going back to your house. I'm going to f you till your head pops off. And then I'm like, Oh, I love this.
Yes, you do love it.
What is it, like Sussex or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, you do.
Or like a Manchester woman?
The Gordy Shore,
there's
Essex.
Whatever. Essex.
Essex. I just like a girl who makes me feel scared a little bit. Yes. And maybe I should. Maybe I would like a Somali pirate woman.
You would.
Yeah. What do you like, Morgan? Is it like a slow drawl? Is that your type?
You know what? No, I don't know. I'm not in. I accents. I mean, I like a British accent. I think they're attractive, but I'm not drawn to accents. I'm drawn to other things.
Cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cash. She's drawn to generational wealth.
By the way, I make my own damn cash, okay? We have to take a break, but up next, whose piercing gets in the way of their sex life? Plus, is Hunter or Justin the better cheerleader?
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Oh, we're back!
Welcome back! We're back. Hunter's coming up with ideas. The CMT show Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders making the team returned last night. I can't believe we're not watching that. And for the first time in history, the show did not do live auditions. Instead, hopefuls sent in their tryout videos.
Hi there, I'm Alora Rose, and I'm 23 years old. I'm based in New York City, but I'm broadcasting to you in quarantine.
Hi everyone, my name is Amelia. I'm 20 years old from Dana Point, California, and I'm a current junior at Southern Methodist University.
Hi, I'm Claire. I'm 22 years old, and I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm graduating from Oklahoma State University with a major in strategic communications and a minor in marketing.
Hi, I'm Justin Sylvester. You may know me from hit shows such as E's Daily Pop, Live from E, and E! News.
By the way, does that not feel like 4 years ago, that clip? That clip feels like we were not in a long time ago.
By the way, after that happened, there were so many DMs unsent to me. It was like the saddest thing in the world. It was the most unsexy thing I've ever done in my life.
Really? Unsent?
I liked it.
I couldn't get my pants off at the crucial time.
That's fine. But
no! No! Let's get back to the women. It was great until I almost took off her ankle.
Right.
By the way, I walked into him trying to get those pants off, and there was a quick foot in the ankle. And let me tell you, I think I still have my photos, but we made it.
Wow.
Through.
Look.
Here we are.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
I'm putting my money. I got two front runners.
Okay.
The first one is the one who auditioned in Jeffrey Dahmer's garage. Like, I'm living for it. I love that she looks like she's hooking up with two-time Tim Taylor, and I would love her.
Okay. That was Amelia, 20 years old from Dana Point.
Yes. My second one is...
Okay, I
did a lot of research on this particular story. That's why I didn't really get to the rest of it. But yeah, that's Amelia, 20 years old, Dana Point.
I'm also liking Alora. She also is the one who almost needed a life alert to get out of this split. She literally almost got stuck halfway through, and I'm here for it.
I think every young guy has a fantasy about cheerleaders.
Oh. My fantasy was to be in the uniform, but not to
Right.
Yeah, after seeing you trying to take off those pants, I don't know if you have the coordination.
Yeah. Those high kicks are no joke.
Not at all.
Those high kicks are no joke.
But I feel like if you have big boobs and red hair, you're kind of a shoe-in.
I don't know. These girls got to be pretty athletic. You know, they got to be pretty coordinated.
Yes.
There's a lot of skill that goes into it.
I want to judge this.
It's a big franchise, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. They take them very seriously. They need a high kick. They need to be bubbly in personality. They need to represent the franchise well. Over on TLC's Welcome to Plathville, couple Ethan and Olivia are dealing with a crazy new problem, a possible navel piercing. Wow. Well, it's not something Ethan is super into.
So, I think next, I'm going to go get my navel pierced today.
You sure?
Yeah.
If you get a big piercing on your navel, whatever you want to call it, won't it be sore and painful?
Yeah.
Does that mean you won't be able to have sex or anything for a long time? It'll be maternity leave.
Oh my gosh, this is why we don't have a kid yet. You're going to have a cry fest when you can't have sex for 8 weeks. It's like when I got my nose done and I just told you we couldn't make out where you were touching my nose or anything. So as long as you don't touch it, it's fine.
Once Olivia gets her navel pierced, there's probably a couple sex positions that'll be off the table for a couple weeks.
Except there's lots more. As long as you don't touch my stomach.
Yeah.
So it's not really a big deal.
Ethan doesn't know where to put things at and where things go.
That probably
is why Ethan's trying to stick his thing in your navel?
Yeah, he has not found that spot.
He's not anywhere near the spot.
Yeah.
If you got a belly button piercing, you could have sex during the process of getting your belly button pierced. It doesn't stop anything. The girls that I've gone on dates with have piercings on their nips and their belly buttons, and then they wear a tight T-shirt, and they go, "How did you know I had nipple piercings?" And you're like, "'Cause you showed everybody all day."
Wow. Are nipple piercings coming through your door often? Is that something that's frequently happening?
I would say
for you?
Maybe 5 to 10% of the time.
So 2 days a year.
Wow. That was some quick math. All right. Since 2020 has been a complete show, There's now a hotline you can call to scream your head off about it. The Just Scream creator shares a simple three-step guide to follow, call, wait for the beep, and scream. There's even a website where you can listen to over 3,000 pre-recorded screams. We have a sample for you.
I know you like it!
I really like the McLovin one. That was good.
Yeah.
By the way, there was also kind of a scary movie one in there too, or Scream. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That one, I got that. Would you guys find this therapeutic though?
Yeah, I'm gonna just do it the old-fashioned way and scream at my children. That's what normal people do, right?
Yeah, I'm not a big screamer, so I don't see the value in this.
Don't you ever just scream?
Yeah, I think it's a good way to de-stress. Do you want to, Hunter, do you want to give us a little scream, honey?
No.
Do you want to give us a little scream?
No.
Just a little, ah!
Do you know how I say the most...
Are you
I say the most unbelievable on this show. I am by far and away too unfiltered. You know how uncomfortable it makes me to think about screaming on television?
Oh, Hunter,
even screaming in private life.
Don't be a little whiny little bitch.
Is the scream that high?
I think our audience deserves a little scream.
I will do it.
Just like a
I will do it if both of you do it first.
Why don't we all do it together? On the count of three, we can all scream. Since Hunter's
fine,
here.
Let's
just
do it. One, two, three. Yeah, I knew both. You guys, I knew all day. There's no way I was just gonna go, my turn.
At least I fixed my mouth to do it.
Thank you. You made a
yeah, noise. We both, ooh. Everyone got in position. Okay, no screaming. All right, we have to take another break, but up next, how to get your ex to come to Thanksgiving dinner after you started dating her
Finally.
Mom. Plus, would you eat a pie with a cat footprint in it?
Oh.
Welcome back. We are so close to Thanksgiving Day, which leaves us with only one option. It is time for
Trouble. I tried to say it with you, and you did a bunch of pauses.
No, because I wanted you to join in with me. I wanted to give you the room to come into the creative space of coming up with those titles. It's, you know, I take them seriously.
Oh, y'all really got to go to a therapy
session.
It's
hard for me.
Yeah.
First up, one douchebag writes, I left my pregnant ex to be with her mom. But mum, I should say, so probably British. But I'd like my ex to come over for Thanksgiving. How can I get her to accept our invitation?
I mean, that's pretty easy. And I've worked with people like this before. If you want someone to accept that invitation, send them a handwritten note with some nice flowers, and that bitch will show up in 2 seconds. This man must want to be on Dateline.
There are some things I think you have to accept if you're going to sleep with your partner's mother and leave them when they're pregnant, and that is no more Thanksgivings for you.
Yeah.
Like, that should be a thing that you should just accept is gone.
I 100%.
Yeah, I think that's some good advice.
I just think it's so weird that...
I would just leave that alone.
Like, how would you invite somebody over when you know there's going to be knives present after doing that to her?
Yeah, that's rough.
Pregnant, you know, it's literally like if Jordan left me right now for my mom. I don't think we'd be doing Thanksgiving.
I wouldn't be mad at Susan.
Yeah, actually, I think that's a good move for Susan. Because think about it.
Oh, you know what? Jordan would get Susan, then Herb would be freed up, and then I can be your stepdad and start dating your real dad.
And then Morgan, I'm not into this, but if you feel alone, we can finally do the thing that you've always wanted. You and I could date for a little bit. Yucky.
Right.
And then Nina comes back on Monday and goes, what the f*** did I miss? And we're all dating each other. That's really good.
Next up, we have so many more of these f***ed up things. A woman has been hosting Thanksgiving for the past 20 years, but her sister-in-law, who is always on a crazy diet, sent a long list of things that she cannot eat. So the woman responded basically saying, bring your own food then. Hit the fan, now everything is canceled. Who's the asshole here?
The person who canceled Thanksgiving because she couldn't deal with a little bit of like grief from this one person who's probably like paleo and vegan and whatever. Like, I think when someone...
She's the you.
No, I'm okay.
She's the you.
I just can't have,
the gluten
I just can't
allergies
have gluten.
Are speaking.
Everything else I'm pretty okay with. Just can't have gluten.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and on Thanksgiving, I might take a bite of stuffing. I might risk it a little bit.
You know,
Oh, you like a stuffing moment.
He loves the stuffing.
Oh, I love stuffing.
This next lady needs our advice. She posted, the guy I am currently dating that came out of a 9-year relationship was with his ex's family for Thanksgiving. I found out on Facebook when confronted. He said that it was out of respect for her grandmother since they were family. Should I believe him?
First of all, bitch, you need to define dating because you can't hook up the LoJack to your man's phone until date 5. I've done that before and it's not kosher. The other thing is that man probably got into more stuffing than the turkey because if he didn't tell you and you had to find out from Facebook, he definitely gobbled that up.
Jesus, there are a lot of puns in one thing. All of them are dirty.
There was a lot of gobbling. Yep.
Wait, you put LoJack on someone's phone?
All day.
Really?
1,000%.
Did they ever find out?
You need to track people, Hunter. You can't just trust everyone running out in these streets.
I got your ass tracked, too.
No, you don't.
Just in case.
You don't know where I'm at.
You never know.
You never know.
Oh, yeah.
You're making
scampi eggs.
I don't know. The tracking seems crazy to me, but so be it. I'm just not with people long enough to track, like this.
That's a very good point. We have one more. Okay. Finally, this guy's sister showed up to Thanksgiving with 4 pumpkin pies, but each pie had a cat footprint in it, so he took it home and threw it away. Was that rude? Would you eat this or just pretend to? So somebody's bringing 4 pumpkin pies to your house for Thanksgiving. There is a paw print in every pie. Do you think it's decoration and just eat past the paw? Or do you say, bro, you're cat stepped in these pies. Why are you bringing these
over? I'm kind of the worst person to ask about this because I grew up in the South where everything was on the floor for 5 seconds, but it was really there for 2 days.
Yeah.
My mom would be like, it just fell down. It was there for 3 days. Like, I'm not eating it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is a paw print light? Is it a light paw print? Can I cut around it?
Right.
To me.
Is it stepping in?
To me, the paw print, it just depends on the location. If it is perfectly centered, it is a decoration. But if it is an inch off kilter, I am not eating that
pie. Forget it.
Because it's, even if I don't mind if someone took a cat from like their neighbor's house, put one paw print in the middle, what a paw print not in the middle says is there was cats everywhere and there happened to be one paw print on like a part of the pie.
I will say this one last time.
Wow.
I feel like you've eaten dirtier things in your life. So I think you're gonna be fine with the paw print.
Cats do lick themselves a lot. They give themselves baths daily. So, you know, I do think it's a cleaner animal to step on your pie. I would eat around it. I love pie.
Okay, I love pie too.
We are out of time. Justin, thanks so much again for hanging out with us. Thank you so much. We'll see you guys next week with all new shows. And don't miss NBC's coverage of the 94th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade tomorrow at 9 a.m. Do not miss it.
Yes.
And have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.